BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Christmas Eve's Scott Mills Daily. Ollie Mers is in, being all festive. We play a bit of White Wine in the Sun by Tim Minchin, because it's Christmas. A Bumbleo festive edition. I recommend another Christmas film that you might not have seen. And Chris makes a call to Dial a Carol. Just want to know what people are up to this morning. There's loads of people going to shops and who are texting in. A lot of people are working, like Kerry in Mill Hill, and also Hannah from Newport, who says, Merry Christmas to anyone else working on Christmas Day. She is travelling down to Luton at the moment. Also driving from Newcastle to Bristol is Ryan. And another Ryan heading home for his last drop, and he's driving home for Christmas. That's handy, because the next song is Driving Home for Christmas.
Hey, yes. See what you've done there.
We'll probably have to play that more than once today, I reckon. I'll tell you what, Carol Kirkwood on BBC One this morning is looking very festive.
Right, OK.
She's got a sparkly top on. Blooming love Kirkwood, I do.
Yeah, she came on to do Innuendo Bingo at one point, and it was brilliant.
What I'm also enjoying on TV at the moment is when you can blatantly tell it's the last shift of the newsreader or weather presenter before they go off for Christmas.
How can you tell? Wacky tie?
No. Okay, listen to this, right? This is a weather I was watching. I don't tune in just for the weather, FYI. It was just on last night on ITV. About 5 to 7 yesterday evening, Becky Mantin's on.
Right, okay.
In like a Santa outfit, pretty much. But you can hear in her voice here that she's like, right, I'm off to the pub. Listen.
Keep updated on the situation with the latest forecast. That's it from me. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah, see ya. I'm out of here.
Let's go.
Yeah. I'm not back until at least Sunday.
Keep updated on the situation with the latest forecast. That's it from me. Have a great Christmas.
Yep, bye. Don't care about the weather anymore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Claire in West Wales has been on. She's got to take the decorations down today. In readiness of work, closing for the holidays, because as soon as she comes back in, it'll be January. That's quite weird. Also, Christina says, I'm actually working in a supermarket. I actually enjoy it this time of year, but it did feel like Christmas was over yesterday as the decorations have started to come down.
What?
And I had to move all the Christmas chocolates ready for January sale, which bugs me because it's not January yet. Also, good morning to Henry in Exeter. It was that person you see just wheeling the trolleys round in the car park.
Legend.
Good morning, Henry. Victoria Beckham is making, because of her dresses and accessories that she sells, guess how much per day? Victoria Beckham.
Oh, God, I mean, not a clue.
In thousands per day, what's she making? Just from selling all of the outfits.
Let's go 50,000.
£83,000.
Yes.
Per day, which is nearly as much as Beckham was earning when he was playing football in the late 90s.
Mm.
Surely that's more than... That must be more. He wasn't earning 83 grand a day, was he? Then?
Possibly. They've got all the monies.
Yes, they have. Also, there's loads of pictures everywhere. Is it Brooklyn that's kind of like really well connected now and is like just hanging out with like loads of... He's rumoured to be going out with Chloe Moretz, like the most well-connected 15-year-old ever. Also today, James Corden's getting an OBE. I hope this isn't embargoed. No, it can't be. Good morning, James, if you're listening. You're getting an OBE next week. Oh, no, it's in the Sun today. It's fine.
Do you think you will get recognised in a similar way, Mills?
No. Absolutely not.
Do you want to throw your hat? Because I think with these things...
I'm not going to throw my hat into any ring.
You've got to put yourself forward for it. In fact, you don't. You need someone like me to nominate you to the Queen.
No, I don't think that you... I don't think it works like that. Does it work like that? You don't suggest yourself, or maybe I should have an OB this year. But no, I don't.
Services to crabs. That kind of thing. For the Strictly Come Dancing.
James Corden is getting an OBE next week in the New Year's Honours. For services to entertainment and charity.
See, that's what you need.
Yeah. How old is he? 36. Yeah, he's doing all right, isn't he? And, get this, the Queen personally signed off the decision. That's the bit that really makes it for me.
Do you really believe, though, and it's taken nothing away from me, he's well funny, but I can't imagine the Queen watching him on TV.
I can't see her being a fan of the wrong man.
And lolling.
Maybe Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, wow, you can nominate someone.
Can you?
You can nominate someone for
Sorry,
the honour system.
Sorry, I got way excited there, didn't
right,
I?
Right, let's crack on.
But that's not what's happened to James there, is it?
So if I nominate you, will you nominate me?
Yeah, but you don't deserve one.
You can't say that.
But then I've just kind of said that I do.
Yeah.
So that's awful.
What would you like to be nominated for? Services to what?
Entertainment.
genuinely, you'd love this, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so yeah, nominate away. Go. Is it just a form you have to fill in, is it?
Mm. Right, I'm going to get onto that right away.
He's about to move to America, James Corden, as well. Like, he's going to become a household name there. You know he's doing like a late-night talk show. He's basically moving to LA next week. But yeah, getting it personally signed off by the Queen. That's the touch for me, that is.
Is he doing that talk show as him or as Smithy from Gavin and Stacey?
No, they don't really know Gavin and Stacey there, do they?
They're not.
No, it's just James Corden. They love him anyway, but they'll love him more soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, one of our bosses has just texted me, who's listening this morning. Nothing to worry about, anyone. Everyone just looked panicked then. Mm. Just talking
it's
about the New Year's... New Year's Honours thing, right? He says, if you nominate someone, you are not allowed to talk about it at all, so that's me off.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, we've just talked about it on national radio, and he says, unfortunately, if you nominate someone, you are not then allowed to talk about it at all, because he tried once.
I'd love to know some of the nominations that haven't gone through.
So would I. He tried to get, I'm not going to say who it was, but he did try to get someone one and then talked about it and then it was off.
So hang on, if we talk about trying to nominate absolutely any celebrity or anyone, it rules them out?
I think it does.
Oh, this is good. So, I mean, what celebrities don't you like and we can ensure that they will never be on
it? I don't want to say that. I'll think about that
think
and get back
on.
To you. Yeah. Hey, listen, if anyone can make it to Atlanta in the next 24 hours, Beyonce's dad's having a massive car boot sale.
This is so good, isn't
it?
It
is. Massive car boot sale, getting rid of all of Beyonce's and the family's, the Knowles family's, old rubbish. And there's some real bargains in there. A Beyonce poster, $200, and a Solange CD for $198.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are we going shopping today?
We are, yeah. I think it's good having that pressure on you.
I think you secretly like it, because you do have plenty of opportunity to go Christmas shopping, but I think you enjoy it because of the added jeopardy.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It's exciting. And also, it's a nice club on Christmas Eve. Everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah. It's just like mostly worried-looking blokes, really stressed.
Yes.
And that'll be you at about 10:30 this morning.
Exactly.
With me just going, get this, and we'll be gone in an hour. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Who's that?
It's Matt.
Matt, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Where are you today?
I'm at work in Burton-on-Trent.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
How can I help?
I wondered if you could play White Wine in the Sun by Tim Minchin for me, please.
Oh, this is a nice shout. This has become a bit of a tradition, this has on your show, Scott.
I know.
I nearly forgot about this one.
I'd forgotten about it as well, which is bad, because I love it.
Mm.
Tim Minchin's actually been on this show before doing it live with just him and a piano. We can't arrange that today, but I do have it for you. Why do you love it?
I just think it's a really good song, to be fair. I've got kids that live 200 miles away from me, so it's just the lyrics sort of appeal to me a bit. So.
It's really sweet, isn't it? It's
yeah.
Such a different Christmas song as well. It's a little bit emotional. Should we try find it?
Yeah, okay. This song is it's kind of an insight into what it's like to have Christmas in Australia or somewhere hot, which I've never done before, but I really want to do at some point, just to see what it's like to have Christmas Day on the beach.
Mm.
Yeah, it will be different, yeah.
And it's all about family and that, you know?
I'll admit, it makes me a bit emotional. I don't cry, but I do get a little tear in my eye. They never drop from my eyes, but you know when you just get, like, watery eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those, though, that I reckon loads of people listening right now haven't heard.
If you haven't heard this before, turn this up. It's quite long, but because it's Christmas Eve, I think you'll really enjoy it and it'll make you feel like all nice inside.
Yeah, and really listen to the words as well. It's as you said, it's an emotional one.
OK, Matt, are you ready?
I am.
Everyone turn this up. Tim Minchin on Radio 1, White Wine in the Sun. Have a good Christmas, Matt.
And you, Scott, and you, Chris, thank you.
And this is from when Tim came into this show and did it live for us a couple of years ago. White Wine in the Sun. It's Christmas.
I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know. But I just really like it.
Wow, that Tim Minchin track really got people this morning. Amy, waiting for the park and ride to work, having a little tear on Christmas Eve. Totes Amosh, how to explain my tears to the customers, says Chloe. Mike in Manchester admits that he is having a little sob, so is Ryan in Wales. I've never heard that before. What a beautiful song. Just finished my makeup for work and it's all ruined now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Ollie Murs.
Hello, sir.
Merry Christmas. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. It's the best time of the year, right? I mean, don't we all wish it could be Christmas every day?
No, actually, that would be rubbish.
Why?
I just think
Why would it be rubbish?
Because it would not be as special, Ollie.
Yeah, maybe that is a good point. Maybe after a while we would get like really annoyed with it, but
and also you'd
like
be broke because presents every day.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'd hate presents.
Yeah. Well, and over the Christmas period, Scott, you've been bulking, winter bulking.
Yeah, I think all the foods, all the wines.
What's your favourite part of a Christmas dinner, Scott Mills?
I would say stuffing.
Stuffing.
Really?
Yeah, Starkey, what is your favourite part of a Christmas dinner?
Pigs in blanket, standard.
Oh yeah,
pigs in blanket.
What about you?
I'm a bit of a Brussels sprout man.
No, you're not. No.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is at school? Do you know when everyone used to say to you, I love Friends, I love Friends? And I'd be like, one of these people go, don't like Friends. Even though secretly I did, I was like, don't like it. So it's like everyone goes, I don't like Brussels sprouts. I hate them. They're horrible. I'm like, well, I like them.
But you don't actually like them, do you?
No, I actually don't like them.
Well, hang on a minute. I saw a picture of you when you came in to do the breakfast show and they were eating turkey and you were part of it. Yeah. And you actually had a Brussels sprout in
No, because I had to. Because Grimmy sort of went, Brussels! Like, he was really happy. Brussels sprouts! I was like, okay. Like, it just kind of really like, ugh. And it was a really crunchy Brussels sprout. Like when they're a bit soft and soggy. Anyway.
Anyway,
can I just say I bought you a late Christmas present?
What's that?
Just so you know.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Blates didn't. Isn't this, is this one of your people that's went and got this?
No, I actually personally picked this.
Does your PA get this for you?
No, this is for you, but you're going to have to eat them all now because it's a bit late.
What is it? Oh, look at the joy on his face.
Let me see.
It's the, this is probably for both of us, Chris. It's the naughty advent calendar.
Brad Summers.
Oh, wow. No, you're right. You can keep that.
Anyway, just
24 tasty milk chocolate bums, boobs, and everything else. Something for everyone in this. Didn't there? Thanks, Ollie. Thanks very much. Oh, actually, I went to the shop yesterday.
Yes.
And bought your album.
Right.
I actually bought this.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And
did you do what my fans are doing at the moment? And that is getting all my CDs. So you know, like when you go into in the top 40s there. My fans have grabbed all my CDs and put them on from 1 to 40. Well, where's Ed Sheeran? Where's Sam Smith? No, they're just Ollie everywhere.
This is the best thing about my job. So when I queued up yesterday to get it, she was like, "Hey, Scott Mills." I was like, yeah. She's like, "Oh, you're buying Ollie Murs' album." Actually, out the back, because he did a signing here a few days ago, we've only got a couple left, but do you want one? I was like, "No, my darling, I'll get it signed myself tomorrow." I was like, oh, what an idiot.
So hang on, so Ollie got you that as a Christmas present, the chocolates, and then this is your reply, is it?
Yeah, I want him to sign it for me.
Oh, I'm going to sign it.
Oh, right, so I thought this was your present to Ollie.
Yeah, so
he's probably got one, frankly.
I was just like, this is a rubbish present to buy
someone. I'm like Del Boy and Rodney, I'm out selling it. I'm down run for market a minute.
It's done alright, hasn't it? The album though.
Free for a tenner. No, I'm enjoying it. It's great. I'm really pleased. Went to number one. So I'm really, really delighted with it. So thank you.
And there's some good pictures in here, actually.
Not bad pictures. You know what? I had a guy called Yutsai, and he's absolutely amazing. He does the American Next Top Model.
Oh wow.
He's on the panel.
Okay.
And he's the most amazing guy. He was a great photographer. And he made me look decent, to be fair.
Do you like having your photo taken?
Not really. It's part of my job, isn't it? You have to kind of do photo shoots. You have to always do it. So it's kind of frustrating. But I always think, they make you look better, don't they? They put
you look
Photoshop
good.
A little in it. They give you a bit of fake tan.
Look, they're lounging on a sofa.
Yep. That's it. That's how I roll. Just lounging.
As well as the incredible success of Wrapped Up and also the album, Never Been Better, I would like to congratulate you on Rear of the Year.
Thanks, Scott.
How do you get that? Do you just send off an application form and just wait to hear from them?
Just me, Kevin.
All right, sorry.
No, because I don't think you deserve it.
Do you know what, Stark? You're the first person that said, I like your honesty. I don't think I deserve it.
Did you send off an application form?
No. Oh. I, you know what? I was away.
Did you ask someone to send off an application form?
I was away on holiday and I just got this email from my team going, you've just been announced on the Mirror online. That you won the Rear of the Year, the UK's Man of the Year, Rear of the Year. And I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. 20,000 people voted. Yeah.
That's a lot of people looking at your bum.
Yeah.
And you didn't even realise.
I wanted to be on Family Fortunes. I to ask. Yeah. In 20 years.
We asked 100 people.
We asked 100 people who got Rear of the Year in 2014. The survey said.
What is that, the best poll that you've won, do you think? Because there's online polls all the time. Can you think of any others that you're like, why have I won that?
No, that was probably that. I don't win many awards, Scott, so I take every award as an honour, you know. And when I was on the Graham Norton show recently with Chris Stark's amazing interview with Jennifer Aniston, which was award winning, she actually, I thought, you know, these guys have won Oscars and I've won Rear of the Year. I feel like I can really sit with these people now.
Kind of up there.
Conversation,
with them.
Yeah.
So, you met Jennifer recently at the.
Met Jennifer about a month before Mr. Stark met her.
How did you find her?
I found her amazing.
She's great, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, I never found her awkward once. I mean, she was really comfortable with me. She felt comfortable. You know when people feel comfortable around you?
Yeah.
Like, we instantly met each other and it was just, you know, really easy. What about you, Chris? What was yours?
I had a very different experience with Jennifer.
Yours is not a bit more awkward, I would say.
It was slightly more awkward, yeah. Yeah.
She was up for playing the prank, though. She was brilliant.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's so good. Did you get a hug?
Oh, I got a kiss, a hug.
Oh,
I got
wow.
a picture. I got everything.
Did you?
Yeah.
I only got a hug.
Awkward hug, though?
No, it was fine by then. It was more comforting.
Because by then he knew that it was all set up by me and her, so he was relieved. And she even gave him some tissues to mop his sweaty brow because he was sweating out.
Was she really?
I was stressing. Yeah, it went really bad. But it's all done now. And actually, that's the lasting memory is that I got a hug from Jennifer Aniston. So that's all fine, you know.
You didn't have a bad job, do you? Mila Kunis.
No.
Bit of Jennifer Aniston.
Exactly.
He's flying.
I love it.
Now, in a minute, Ollie, we're going to play a special festive edition of Normo or Not, where we see if you, Ollie Mears, with all your time that you've been in the music industry now, are still in touch with reality or whether you've lost it,
game.
Mate.
I hate this game.
No, but it's a Christmas-themed one.
Okay, it's cool.
So get involved. Christmas Eve on BBC Radio 1. Ollie Mears is here. Back in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Christmas and it's BBC Radio 1. Ollie Mears is in.
What's happening?
All right.
You what?
Yeah, very good. Where will you be tomorrow? Christmas Day.
Christmas Day tomorrow. Be the home family, chilling.
In Essex. It's been a brilliant year for you.
Oh, no, it's been brilliant, man. And for you too.
Why?
Oh, you did Strictly. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
You
week six.
That? Yeah, you've done well. You've done really well.
Yeah. Ollie, are you ready to play a special festive edition of Normo or Not?
Yes, I'm there.
Now, we played this with, most recently, Ariana Grande.
Nice. How is she? Is she lovely?
Yeah, she's really nice.
She was quite normal.
But she was refreshingly normal, apart from the...
how old is she, like,
I can't
18?
Even see you instant. Mm. I think 1920, I think.
Isn't she for, like, some really famous family or something?
Am the Grandes?
Am I making up? I don't know.
And they sound famous, don't they?
Yeah. Someone famous in her family before?
Oh, she's blatantly got a pushy mum. I don't know what the family story is.
So anyway, I don't know. Maybe that was just me making it up.
She was normal, apart from the I can't even see you instant. Ollie will like this. Tell him about this.
Okay, so we're at the Teen Awards.
Oh, wow.
And Ariana Grande comes into the room. And there's this guy in the corner of the room that's obviously wants to see her. And was like, Ariana. And she looked towards him and obviously didn't know who he was. And she just stared at him. And it was really awkward because he obviously wanted her to go, oh, hi.
He was going, Ariana, 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 over here. And she went.
She just looked at him and I can't even see you, which is just the best.
Oh,
the
my
best
God,
thing
just sprung him right down. I can't even see you.
Now, I think it was a contact lens issue. So she's not like being a diva, but it is the best diva comment for a while. If you're going, Ariana, and then she turns around and goes, I can't even see you.
But did she know him afterwards?
No. He just kind of like melded into the background after that. It was really awkward.
He obviously YouTubes her a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go with Ollie Mears, Normo or Not, Christmas Eve edition. Ollie Mears.
Yes.
Are you staffed on Christmas Day?
Staffed?
Are there people?
No, there's definitely no staff at Christmas Day. Just me and my mum and dad and everyone.
Dad, normal. Put the normal down.
Normal there,
yeah.
I'm expecting you're going to be normal. But okay. You never know in this game.
You never know in this game. Okay, I'll get the game now.
Do you give your own merchandise as presents to friends / family?
I won. This might happen, but I did for a birthday this year to my girlfriend. I actually got her my own Ollie Mears cards.
No, you didn't. Okay. No, so there's a lot I want to know about here. Did you actually go into the shop and purchase it yourself?
No, I didn't actually do that, no. Maybe for Christmas Day it would be funny to give more Christmas card from me, but actually when I open it it's like
Merry Christmas from me, Ollie Burrs.
Is it your voice?
Yeah, of course. You had to sit in this booth for about 2 hours reading off all these different Christmas messages.
Brilliant.
But I think that's normal. I think that's fun. That's funny.
I mean, normal, I think, for you. I think that's fine. It's a joke.
It's a jokey thing.
More jokey, yeah. But on a serious note, that's a serious note, I won't be doing merch for Christmas.
No merch for Christmas? Put normal down, even though the Christmas card thing is a bit weird.
Who's the most famous person you've bought a Christmas present for?
Good.
I would probably have said all the radio team. Chris Scott Mills has got a present from me. Yep, I've got one for Grimmy.
24 tasty milk chocolate bombs.
And I got one for Fern Cotton. So that's probably the most famous. And Caroline, I always get a Christmas present for Kaz.
I know, you love her.
Yeah.
Do you have your own face on top of the Christmas tree?
No. That's definitely, that's a no-go.
Do you put a face up there?
No, I never.
Do. Who do you have?
Who do you have up there?
Well, I've had Jeremy Kyle, Susan Boyle.
What do? Do you go and get the ones with the eyes and the ones from, like, the London souvenir shops you see in Covent Garden?
No, I just, like, print a picture off the internet and just make my own little
angel.
You stick
it to the angel, don't you? Mm. Stick it on it, like the angel's face.
Is this something that's, like, a craze that I've just not... I mean, I'm not down with the kids, but I haven't heard of anyone that does that.
No, I think it's probably just me.
If you appear on a Christmas TV show, do you force everyone else to watch it?
No, I don't force them, but my mum always wants to watch it. Yeah. For example, a few years ago, well, actually for the first couple of years, I was always on Top of the Pops.
Mm.
And obviously Fern and Reg were doing it. And my mum would all be like, we've recorded it, so after dinner we'll sit and watch Top of the Pops. But I haven't been invited.
Impression of your mum, though.
But I haven't been on Top of the Pops for the last couple of years.
Oh,
no. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little thing for them to be aware of, isn't it?
Not that I'm saying anything, you know what I mean?
Do you stuff your own turkey?
No, because the simple fact is I can't cook and I wouldn't want to ruin Christmas for everyone else.
Right. No cooking at all?
No cooking at Christmas. I sit, I chill out, and I will always love my mum and dad's cooking like everyone else.
Do you put time into buying thoughtful presents or do you just throw money at the situation?
This is my favourite.
To be fair, there is sort of some people I would just get them a gift card because it's very simple and easy. It's too complicated to get them a present. But if it's real close family, I'll really go out and look for
you
presents.
You don't just wrap cash up?
No.
No.
That'd be terrible. Yeah, mate, here's a roll.
Here's some cash.
And it's wrapped up. Yeah.
How long around the Christmas dinner table with family and friends does it take for the conversation to come back to you?
You know what? If my sister was here, she'd say it always comes back to me. And that's not me. That's not me doing the conversations. It's that a lot of my family I haven't seen for like... I see them every couple of months or every couple of weeks. But they like to want to know all the gossip on everything. Who's this person like? What's Scott Mills like? Yeah. What's Chris Stark like? Mm. Tell me.
Probably
what are they
us,
like?
But
what are they like? But no, so they always bring the conversation back. My sister's like, oh, for God's sake, all you do is talk about Ollie all the time.
Brilliant. I mean, you are a pop star, so I mean, that's kind of normal.
Mm. Do you take advantage of the Boxing Day sales?
You know what? I don't, actually. I always go away to watch
now.
Football. Would you go watch football on a Boxing Day?
Yeah.
Come on, that's a lad thing to do.
Yeah.
Let the girls go out and do the sale shopping. The worst thing I have found out the other day is that people go out on Boxing Day, right? This is the worst thing I've ever heard. And I don't think people should do it. But people go out on Boxing Day to buy wrapping paper for next year.
Yeah, my nan used to do that.
That's not cool.
That's weird.
I'm not sure
cheap.
About that.
It's cheap.
Oh, I see, it's cheap.
It's really cheap. Right. And Christmas cards.
I know it's cheap, but let's be fair, wrapping paper isn't expensive.
No.
I know.
So you can kind of wait until next year.
Tell your sister tomorrow when she goes like, oh God, isn't always talking about Ollie all the time. Say, it could be worse. I could be Beyonce.
Yeah.
Imagine how poor Solange feels. I mean.
Christmas dinner table.
I mean, it could be worse. Do you drop other celebs a Christmas Day text?
You know what? I can't think. I think I always send a text to all my mates, my close friends.
Mm. Is that a group message or is it personal?
Yeah, kind of a group message. to be fair with celebrities, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. I don't really. I can't even remember. It's been 12 months. But normally I'm normally just send a group text and just to everyone in my phone book and they all get the same one.
Honest?
I think, yeah, but not normal. Actually, no, people do that on New Year.
No, because you get loads of Christmas texts, don't you? Throughout the day, you'll get loads of messages.
Yeah.
And that is how you would deal with it.
Yeah.
So, no, I think that's quite normal.
Do you know my least favourite thing ever on New Year? When people go, oh, just thinking about it makes me cringe. Before the networks crash, just want to say, Happy New Year. Get lost.
So rubbish.
Do one. Before the networks aren't going to crash. It's not the 80s.
No, well, they do that before everyone gets wasted and drunk and you forgot about me. I'm just going to be done. Or they go, I want to be the first one to wish you a Happy New Year before everyone else.
And you know you're going to get...
It's 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve morning. Seriously.
Ollie Murs is here. It's Christmas Eve and we're just getting into the Christmas spirit by playing Normo or Not Festive Edition. We'll be back in a sec. Wait right there.
Okay. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to continue with our Christmas special of Normo or Not. Just a couple more questions for you. I mean, you're coming out so normal right now.
Yeah.
On the normalometer, as I predicted.
We're getting through a lot of topics as well, aren't we?
Mm. Here's one. Have you ever re-gifted things you've got for free?
When you do certain shows, you always get a really nice bottle of champagne in your dressing room.
Yeah.
Every Christmas, I go to Mum, got this nice bottle of champagne, Mum. There you go, for the Christmas dinner, we're around the table. She's like, oh, that's so lovely of you.
And it's like... You don't tell her that you got it from Sweat the Small Stuff.
Yeah, thank Jonathan Ross for that.
Tell Ollie what you do, what you used to do every year with the calendar.
Oh, right, yeah. So so my gran buys me... Well, what my gran does, she gives money to my mum to get us Christmas presents.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know that my mum will tell us this. So I'll ring my gran on Christmas Day to say thank you for the present. And what she gets me every year is a Hollyoaks calendar.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But she doesn't know
that. They don't go on anymore. The Hollyoaks thing's finished. The Hollyoaks calendar's
finished. But for years, he got the Hollyoaks calendar with loads of girls with not many clothes on.
Yeah.
Gran knew nothing about it.
Well, I don't know. So I don't know what calendar to go for this year. But my gran doesn't realise that she's basically been funding that since I was about 15.
Oh, bless her.
Hey, if I'm not on...
Hey, one year I got a pair of my... This is a true story. One year, this is really... This is bad family stuff.
Uh-huh.
I got given my Uncle Bill's pants. Secondhand pants for Christmas.
But why?
Because, I don't know. Ask my parents why.
Is it tradition in the
family? No, I wore them when I was young.
That's so weird.
It's not normal. It's not normal.
Right, well, I think normal.
Yeah, I think normal. Yeah.
Ollie Murs, on Christmas Eve, you are normal.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
as predicted.
That.
Listen, have an amazing Christmas.
You too.
And we'll see you in the new year.
I hope you're getting double bubble for today. You know what I mean? Coming in Christmas Eve.
I know.
You know what I mean?
As if. Thanks very much, Ollie. I'll see you soon.
Later, guys.
See ya.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, you ready for a Christmas bumbleo? Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. So up for this today. We normally do this in the afternoon.
Yeah, but normally it symbolises hump day. You know, it's not really, it doesn't really feel like a hump day today.
Yeah, but it's still Wednesday. Still
Wednesday.
We can't not do it.
Yes.
You ready? Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
We put a bell on it.
This is the festive bumbaleo, is it? Right.
Let us know where you're bumbaleoing. It is Wednesday. Kyle and Gaz in the Brecon Beacons finishing off the Christmas deliveries, having a bumbaleo with it. Christine in Southampton ready to bumbleo away by herself at the airport, flying home to Glasgow for Christmas.
Shout out to Will, bumbleoing away whilst eating quiche.
Ooh. James in Essex is bumbleoing on the bus to work like a pro.
Yes.
Lily Christmas! Dean in Bristol is working all day. He really needs this.
Bumbleo!
Slay, Scott.
Yeah, slay.
Wilbur in Burgess Hills bumbleoing in the warehouse. Ben and Harry are bumbleoing, delivering parcels in the van in Blackpool. Bumbleoing in the ambulance on standby. They don't give their name, but happy Christmas to all the ambulance crews. And Jack, the estate agent in York.
Bumbleo, bumbleo.
Jack says, happy Christmas. Just wanted to send this text before the network's jam. Clappy
happy bit.
Amy is in Bristol bumbleying her baubles off.
Yes.
Lauren in Norfolk wrapping last minute presents and bumbleying at the same time. Multitask, I like it.
Chris in Great Yarmouth bumbleying his parsnips off.
Yes. Bumbleo making a gingerbread reindeer. Yes.
Mate.
Christmas Eve Bumbleo.
This is our scene.
Amazing. Good work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I've got my chestnuts out. Good morning, this is Radio 1. Fire's on.
What's going on?
I think I've lost it.
I can't tell what's breaking you, if it's the early mornings or just you're excited for Christmas.
I think I'm excited.
Because you've gone weird. I'd say the last half hour or so you've been more weird than I've seen.
Would you like
for a while. Why? Okay, go on then.
Have it. Right, so there is a service in America called Dial a Carol, where you can ring up and you can request any song that you want. It's quite hot by this fire, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oof. And Chris rang them and asked them to sing a song which maybe they've not heard of in America off of that advert. But they say they will sing anything for you.
Thank you for calling Dial a Carol. Your call will be received shortly after this message. Please have your name, location where you are calling from, and the holiday song you would like to hear ready for when we answer your call. Please be patient, as it may take us a few moments to get to your call. Thank you and happy holidays.
Welcome to Dial a Carol. What's your name?
Hello, my name's Chris.
Chris? Where are you from, Chris?
I'm calling from United Kingdom.
United Kingdom? Where there? Wow, that's awesome. You're the first person from there.
Oh, wicked. Nice.
Wicked. Oh, that's so awesome. What song do you want to still sing for you?
Yeah, I'd like a Christmas song, please. Can I get Tom Odell, Real Love?
Okay, one second.
What?
Tom Odell.
That's really
weird.
Yeah. I
don't know. You're singing it. I've never heard this before. I've never heard this song.
No, we're singing this together.
I don't. I've definitely. What? What? Oh, let's get ready, Aina. I don't know the song. Oh, this is
what's going on?
I've never heard this song. You need to help me.
No.
We don't put the song on.
I'll have two of you.
Okay. It's another love. You did
no, this is wrong.
Wait, it's the wrong song?
It's wrong.
One. I'm sorry.
This is rubbish.
You loved it? What?
No.
It was another love. Okay, we give. Let it.
No!
What?
That's not it.
Okay, what song is it again? Sorry.
It's Tom Odell, Real Love. The song's called Real Love.
Yes, that's what I was saying. My friend just pulled up another one, which is Another Love, and it's a different song. I was telling her about it.
Why is she involved?
Well, there are two people doing it.
Oh, wow.
Really, yeah.
Oh, lucky me.
Is this the right song? Yeah. Help me, I don't know the song.
All my little plans and schemes.
All my little plans and schemes. Just a human plan and dreams. Something that I really was doing.
Was waiting for you.
Like little girls and boys, playing with their little toys.
Who are you?
Seems like all they really were doing.
Switched.
Was waiting
for love. Ready? Don't need to
be alone.
Go higher, please. It's real. Hi.
Real.
It's real love.
It's real love.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I've never heard that song.
That was awesome. And to get two of you as well was great. It's hard to hear you, though, over the... There's someone in the background caroling.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid there's a bunch of us in the same room all singing different songs. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Hope you still like it.
Now that you know the song, let's just sing it a cappella. Let's do one a cappella together, and that will make my Christmas.
You want me to sing it to you a cappella, and it'll make your Christmas?
Yeah, I'll be really happy then.
Really happy. I will do my best.
Okay.
I'm afraid I might mess up the tune. Do you want to sing it with me? Like, you seem to know it better.
Yeah. Let's do it together. But let's go really high.
Really high. Okay, I will do my best. Let me look up the lyrics.
Okay, I'll tell you what we can do. I'll do a line, then you do a line.
Tomo del Rio. Okay, one second.
Would you like to get your friend involved?
Oh, he would like you to sing it with me.
Aww.
Okay, so
he
wants us to sing it a cappella. He's going to sing a line, then we're going to sing a line.
I'm like a young Hugh Grant.
You want to sing the first line?
Yeah. All my little plans and schemes.
Lost like some forgotten dream. She wants it high.
Higher. Seems like all I really was doing
was waiting for you. Wait a second. Was waiting for you.
No, for you.
Was waiting for you.
Yeah, okay, that was much better. Okay. Just like little girls and boys.
Playing with their little toys.
Seems like all they really were doing.
All together. Was waiting for. Don't need to be alone.
Don't need to be alone.
It's real love.
It's real.
It's real love.
It's real
love. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, and have a really Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a great Christmas.
And you.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, this is BBC Radio 1.
What's a hooded claw?
The hooded claw?
Yeah.
She'll protect you from it. That was The Power of Love by Gabrielle Aplin, off of that advert from 3 years ago? Wow. And also in there, I did play the Glee cast. Yeah, what? And George Ezra, Listen to the Man. Real or no real time, good morning, Alex.
Morning, Scott.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Ooh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
It's just any excuse to play this now, isn't it?
I'm so into this NSYNC track.
And happy holidays.
Oh, yeah. You should just call people and play it down the phone. We should ring our boss with this. That'd be amazing.
You feeling this, Alex?
Dire and anything, that was brilliant.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Right, so Christmas Eve, we're playing Real or No Real with Alex. You're from Chester.
Yeah.
And what's your job?
Work for an insurance company.
Okay, so you normally play along with Real or No Real when we do it in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, in the car usually.
Okay. Now, these are all ones that have been on before, okay? So, you know what it's like with Real or No Real. Sometimes you can't remember whether they were real or not. So let's test whether you remember. You ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Ready, Alex?
Ready.
Let's go. Here's your first one.
The boss of an American charity called Food for the Poor is named Robin Mahfood.
No way.
That can't be true.
No,
no way.
I remember this fact being on, but I don't know whether it was real or not.
I mean, I take it he's like a Robin Hood character. Robin Mahfood.
That can't be. No, that can't be right. I mean, you couldn't walk into a homeless centre and say, yes, my name's Robin Mahfood.
It's true. It's the anarchy.
He's
literally got one of the only jobs where, his name is a problem.
Let's not forget that a man called Thomas Crapper did invent the toilet.
Yes. Good shout.
So Robin Mahfood, I think, is possible. I reckon it's a coincidence. But I'm not playing the game, so what do you guys think?
I don't think it's a coincidence. I reckon he started with the name and then looked for a suitable job.
He could have changed his name, couldn't he? He could have changed his name to sort of fit his role.
This is an incredible real or no real, if real. What are you saying, Alex? I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go real too.
So the CEO of a food charity is called Robin Mahfood.
That one is real.
Brilliant.
He's on their website and everything, although they do use his middle initial G to break it up. So it's Robin G. Mahfood. And next,
Ant and Dec have a joint bank account for paying restaurant bills.
You two should get a joint bank account.
Should we get a joint account?
I'm actually well up for that, because I have very little to offer, and you've got all the money.
No, OK, I've just thought about that. I'm really not up for this.
I'm so up for this, and this will be arranged. Amazing.
I mean, we've reached that stage in our relationship now where we probably should have a joint account.
We haven't got a relationship. You mean like normal friends?
Yeah, I know.
Friends,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But we're like a radio husband and wife. No,
really?
Yeah.
So what am I?
You're the wife. So I'm wearing the trousers.
I'm not sure about this, but this is a little bit like when pop groups share a phone, which again, I can't remember if it's real or
that
no.
That doesn't happen.
Didn't you say S-Club 7 used to share a phone?
No.
No?
No real. But do Ant and Dec have a joint bank account?
I reckon they will in this, because so much of what they do, they kind of get paid together, don't they? They're always they come as a group deal.
Surely the management company, or surely who looks after them, will just pay the bills for them. They probably don't even carry money.
Yeah, that's the truth. I think the more rich you are, the more you don't have to pay for things.
It's true. Celebrities
don't
really carry much money, do they? You don't never see many celebrities with bulging pockets.
But think about the Beckhams, right? Really rich, Victoria and David. What do they actually pay for?
True.
Probably food and bills. That's it. Because everything else just gets sent.
Mm.
Real or no real? Ant and Dec joint bank account. Alex?
No real.
I'm going real.
That one is no real.
Well done, Alex. You're correct to go no real on that. They have their own separate accounts and are independent people.
So keen on our joint account, though.
And next,
the Duke of Edinburgh had two stag do's on the night before he married the Queen.
I'd love to know what went on in them as well. Imagine that stag do. I mean, there'd probably there would literally be stags involved, I imagine.
I imagine so.
Definitely.
Do you reckon it was two very different types of stag? One sort of public-facing one, where you just sort of, they roam the moors and things like that.
Yes.
And then another one was just wild partying.
Definitely.
I think you're right. It was one hunting and a shooting, and then the other one who was tied up by his friends in somewhere like Krakow.
Probably with all the other stags with face masks of Prince Philip.
And just one of the, and him as the Queen.
I think.
Yes.
I think we're talking about a different time, lads. But did the Duke of Edinburgh have two stag do's, Chris?
Oh, yes, please. Real.
Alex?
Real, definitely real.
That one is real.
Yes, lad. The first was at a hotel, which he invited the press to, and a second just for his close friends. No mini break to Europe, surprisingly, on EasyJet. And finally,
Chris Martin can sing Coldplay's song The Scientist perfectly backwards.
I remember this fact being on, but I don't know what the outcome was.
Well, I remember that the video to this song is everything's backwards. So I think he would have had to learn the song backwards for it to be filmed. I know that's a weird logic at this time of the morning, but do you know what I mean? If everything in the video is backwards, he would have to learn the song backwards.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It'd be too difficult to learn the song backwards. You wouldn't be able to, I couldn't see you doing it.
I think you'd have to write it down as you hear it, and then you could learn it like lines, like actors do, couldn't you?
Mm.
Chris couldn't even sing Fairy Tale in New York forwards yesterday.
That's true.
Yeah, the video, he's walking forwards, I think, and everything else is backwards. So that would mean he would then have to learn the song backwards for everything else in the background to be going forwards. So I think this is going to be real, but amazing if he really has done this.
Great talent if he can, but I can't see it being real.
So what are you saying, Alex? Not real?
I'm going no real.
That one is real.
Yes. Well done, Chris. Yes, in the video, everything is reverse, which meant Chris had to learn the entire song backwards so it looks like he's singing it normally when you watch the video. Well done.
I thought I remembered that.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real, with our best facts of the year...
That was a good one. It's a draw. I got 30, Alex got 30.
Well done, Alex.
Thank you, well done.
Where are you going to be at Christmas?
Just at home. I'm cooking this Christmas, so...
Five bird roast?
No, just a two.
Two birds?
Two bird roast.
Two birds, one actual oven.
Some nice roast potatoes, but...
All the trimmings! I hate that phrase.
But what are you doing? Which birds are you going for?
Going for turkey and duck, I think.
Oh, you can tell he's from Chester.
Yes.
Right, have an amazing day tomorrow. Thanks for being on, Alex.
And you.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Charlotte Lingham. Apparently, if I said her name on radio, she'd scream, so I was just waiting for the scream to kick in there. 17 tomorrow. Weird having a birthday on Christmas Day. But Charlotte, have a good birthday tomorrow, and happy Christmas. Hello, who's this?
It's Amy and Elsa.
Amy and Elsa, good morning. What are you doing?
Morning. I'm on my way to go meet lots of little girls today.
But why?
Because my professional full-time job is to impersonate princesses. But mainly Elsa from Frozen.
Oh, so you're Elsa?
Yes.
You're not with someone called Elsa?
No. I am Elsa, but my name's Amy.
And whereabouts are you doing this today?
I do it all over the northwest. I'm literally travelling everywhere today. Manchester, Blackburn, Bolton, Burnley, Baycup, everywhere.
And what do you do? Do you go around to people's houses or parties or what?
I do parties, but I also go to people's houses as well. It's always a surprise. The children never know I'm coming.
This is brilliant. My little niece would love this because obviously obsessed with Frozen.
Yeah.
I might be in touch for a bit of a booking soon, Amy.
Yeah, you can. You just let me know.
So how does this work? You just burst into song?
We play games at first and I teach them how to be a real princess. How to curtsy, how to twirl and wave, and then we sing together.
And how does that singing go?
Let it go, let it go, can't hold me back anymore. Let it go, let it go, turn away and slam the door.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, I wanted to hear more. Can I have a bit more?
Oh, more.
Yeah, go on.
I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
How many times will you sing that song today?
Around 12.
Brilliant.
Are you dressed as Elsa as well?
I'm literally driving two different places in my Elsa costume. I fill up my car like this. I get lunch like this.
All right. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Bye!
Bye!
We're back on tomorrow morning from 6:30 on actual Christmas Day. We'll be live with all the Christmas musics.